Drive-By Truckers is the name of a southern rock band, and Patterson Hood is its driving force. While his bandmates contribute some songs to the group, our music critic Robert Christgau says it's Hood's songwriting that really stands out. Here's a review of the latest album by Drive-By Truckers. It's called Brighter Than Creation's Dark.
For their first few years, the Drive-By Truckers were an old boogie band as crude and demented as their name.
When he reached the gates of heaven, he didn't understand.
In 2001, they revealed their higher ambitions by celebrating Lynyrd Skynyrd in words and music on a double CD called Southern Rock Opera. By then, Patterson Hood had proven himself an indefatigable teller of stories about Southern sinners. But the band's new album, Brighter Than Creation's Dark, begins with its protagonist in heaven as his friends cry around his deathbed.
Is there vengeance up in heaven? Are those things left behind? Maybe every day is Saturday morning. Two daughters and a wife. Two daughters and a wife.
Like the old cowpunks they are, the Drive-By Truckers have a soft spot for losers and total scuzzballs. They've also written more good songs about musicians than any competing road dogs you can name. But as they've gotten older, they've gotten more country. The great subject isn't losers anymore, it's strugglers. The character who sings the song I'll play now could be the same guy who was looking down from heaven on the one you just heard. Only problem is, he's still alive.
I got a brand new car that drinks a bunch of gas. Got a house in a neighborhood that's fading fast. Got a dog and a cat that don't fight too much. Got a few hundred channels to keep me in touch. Got a beautiful wife and three tiny kids. A couple big secrets I'd kill to keep it. I don't know God, but I fear his wrath. I'm trying to stay.
Patterson Hood has never been the band's only writer. On the new record, bassist Shauna Tucker has some songs, and Hood's longtime partner, Mike Cooley, also contributes half a dozen good ones, such as Lisa's Birthday.
It's always Lisa's birthday when I get that call. She's got no money for a cab. She's way too drunk to walk. Lisa's had more birthdays. And there are sad country songs about trying to love two women and only taking one girl home.
But Mike Cooley is second banana in the Drive-By Truckers. Usually his songs are less pointed than Lisa's Birthday. Less pointed than Patterson Hood's, too. Hood takes 9 leads on Brighter Than Creation's Dark, and just about every one is from the top drawer of a writer who's been prolific and consistent for a decade. The titles of Daddy Needs a Drink and You and Your Crystal Meth speak for themselves. Goodsfield Road is about a junkyard operator who commits suicide so his wife and kids get his insurance. The Monument Valley takes off from the John Ford film, The Searchers. And then there are two Iraq songs based on stories Hood was told by people he met. He admits that the soldier in That Man I Shot, quote, probably doesn't agree with a lot of my viewpoints. But he swears he got the guy's voice right. The voice of a struggler, and maybe a sinner, but not a loser.
The latest CD from the Drive-By Truckers is called Brighter Than Creation's Dark. Reviewer Robert Christgau is a senior critic at Blender magazine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.